This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's 12:05 in the afternoon here on BFM 89.9. It's Monday, the 29th of August. You're tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
Frida Liu.
Yeah, today we, on a beautiful, beautiful Monday, we'll be talking about how you can maximize your digital marketing impact. Now, as we move into the modern age of marketing, do traditional methods such as billboards and printing ads on newspapers, magazines still have a place in selling a product or a service? So digital marketing has started to gain traction as you and me discover the power of connectivity and granular data that it can offer. We'll be speaking to Anna Loy, the co-founder of Good and Honest Co., to understand the importance of digital marketing and how it can help you and your business reach out to your target audiences. So marketing in the modern age has moved beyond the traditional methods such as newspaper ads and billboards. Marketing executives these days are increasingly placing their trust in screen presence to market their products and services. So this move towards digital forms of marketing has been a long time coming with the gradual shift in people's behavior. So according to a recent report on digital marketing trends for 2020 from MIT Sloan, customers these days base their decisions on a wide range of digitally connected networks such as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram.
Daniel Andrew Kong, regional digital media manager at L'Occitane Group, pointed out that attracting the attention of eyeballs is crucial in marketing. He said, he asked, we always talk about eyeballs, but how many eyeballs can you attract with traditional billboards today? Well, if you're stuck in Kuala Lumpur traffic, maybe quite a lot. It was also noted that the lockdowns implemented back in 2020 and 2021 meant people stayed home and went out less frequently. He also said you could not travel, so the eyeballs are pretty much at home and they're usually on the screen. And even so, having screen presence alone is not likely to go very far for advertisers these days. So consumers today are largely influenced by what their peers on the social networks think about different products and services. And marketers should employ granular analysis to really understand the role social media plays in marketing. And this trend is called social proofing.
Right. So the director of the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy has examined over 70 different products across 25 categories that have been purchased by 30 million people on WeChat in a study. He found that significantly positive effects when inserting social proof into the marketing ads. So although he adds that the effectiveness varied, as example, right, Heineken had a whooping 270% increase in click-through rate, while Disney experienced an increase of 20% in interactions. He added that there were no brands for which social proof reduced the effectiveness of the ads. Consumers these days make most of their brand decisions based on a large set of digitally connected networks, such as we mentioned, right, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. As well, people are selling things on WhatsApp. And in the age of digitalization and technology, eyeballs have shifted away from physical media such as billboards and ads on newspapers, magazines, and whatnot.
Right. And that was Sinan Aral, the director of the MIT initiative. Javendra Kumar, you know, we're talking about eyeballs. Eyeballs are very tired from looking at all these things. Javendra Kumar, co-founder of J Global Academy, a consultation company, however, says that traditional marketing is still relevant in this day and age. I agree. He said that traditional marketing is the backbone that positions you in the modern world, but digital marketing is a supporting framework that gives a consumer a background of the product advertised. He also said people in almost all age groups now own a smartphone, and notifications on social media automatically turn on when we download and create an account on an app. This can open up plenty of opportunities for brands and businesses to capitalize on these notifications, depending on how strong their content marketing game is.
Right. So both Kong and Javendra agree that beyond just advertising a product or service, digital marketing can offer data-oriented results as well. So as an example, the traditional billboard might get the attention of maybe 1 million people in a span of a month. With digital marketing, businesses or brands can track individuals' reach through social media, which enables them to get quantifiable analysis into their audience's behavior. So according to Kong, digital marketing has evolved by leaps and bounds since the early 2000s, but integrated marketing strategies still apply even today. Both digital and integrated marketing plays a pivotal role in selling your products. And Javendra believes that the way to approach the target audience these days, especially the younger generations, is that there must be a creative touch with a sense of humor in the marketing approach.
Right. The thing with sense of humor can be very subjective. Sometimes a sense of humor can go wrong. I get what they say, like with the billboard, you know, 1 million, but because it's not measurable, it doesn't mean it's not effective, right? True. So you shouldn't ignore that just because, you know, like you can track your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, don't discount that as well. So digital marketing also often viewed as more budget friendly and more targeted when compared to digital methods of marketing. Not really, not anymore. But, and although somewhat true, both are complementary to one another. As I was saying, digital marketing is a return on investment, but some sense of digital marketing is still needed to make it truly effective. So digital marketing very much rooted in artistic directions and data science to track and retain customers. And as the world shifts into the modern age, we are in the modern age, businesses need to rethink how they build a brand, establish reputation, and differentiate themselves from competitors.
So, Frida, how do you feel about digital ads that have been appearing on your social media these days? Are they of your interest, or they're just trying to...
They've been listening to me. So the moment, you know, so some are relevant, some are not relevant, especially in a language I don't understand. Sometimes I'm like, oh, okay. But it's complementary, right? It's like when I see something on a billboard and then I suddenly see on my phone and I see it's that whole I happen to be looking at a newspaper, really looking at a newspaper, and I see it as well, right? Then I see the continuity, the touch points, right? And then write down actually the whole idea behind marketing. A touch point is even when I call them up, right? Are you singing the same tune to whatever I'm seeing everywhere? Right. That's marketing as well.
Right. And I feel like if we were to be on the road and there were no billboards for us, it would be weird as well somehow. I like seeing things. I like seeing how people use like different creative methods to advertise their products. And to me, that is entertaining for my drive, and it will somehow make the brand more present to me and more tangible as well, right? So we do want to hear your thoughts. How do you feel about digital ads that have been appearing on your social media lately? You can reach us on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or tweet us on Twitter at BFM Radio. We do have on the line with us an expert, Anna Loy, the co-founder of Good and Honest Co., a digital marketing firm on the evolution of digital marketing. And we want to ask her how it can be used to create brand presence in the modern business environment. So Anna, thank you for staying on the line with us. To start off our conversation, how have you seen marketing trends shift over the years, and how have they evolved?
I think it's interesting to see how marketing has changed over the years, just because it's very much integrated itself into our lives. Before, you could walk around and basically avoid marketing. Like, you didn't have to see ads if you didn't want to. You didn't have to read newspapers. You didn't have to look at billboards. But nowadays, it's on our phone. It's something that we carry around with us on a daily basis. Recent statistics show that like 83% of the world has smartphones. This means that 83% of the population basically has a device that you can use to market your brand to almost immediately. And so I think that means that marketing has just become, it's become a lot easier for brands to access their consumers. And it's also become a lot harder to avoid any sort of marketing from like companies. If we calculate on average how much content we scroll through on like Facebook or on Instagram, in 2018, Facebook released a statistic that said that we scroll through about 300 feet of content.
That's the same height as the Statue of Liberty.
So that's an incredible amount of content that we go through on a day-to-day basis. And so if you're seeing an ad like every 10 to 15 seconds, can you imagine how many ads we look at per day?
Right. Okay. We know for 1 hour when we're on the show, we won't be looking at any ads though. But Anna, let's start from the very top. Though, digital marketing is bandied about in a lot of conversations, but what does digital marketing mean?
I think digital marketing is, as the term says, it's marketing that's come across on a digital platform, whether it's a digital billboard, whether it's websites, social media, or even search engines. So basically, if there's a screen and if there's a digital screen and it shows up, it falls under digital marketing.
Right. We do have more questions for you, Anna, but we do need to take a short break. But also, if you want to share your thoughts with us, we are asking, how do you feel about the digital ads that have been appearing on your social media? Are they of your interest or you generally just find them annoying? Again, you can reach us on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or tweet us on Twitter at BFM Radio. Stay with us, BFM 89.9.
Bloggers for Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. I'm Lily Chai, and this is... I'm here with Frida Liu.
He's pointing at you, and this is Frida Liu, yes.
Right. And we are talking about maximizing your digital marketing impact. We are talking about this because we are asking, are we shifting from traditional methods such as billboards and printing ads, do they still have a place in selling a product and digital and services? Mm. So digital marketing has, you know, gained traction over the years. And as people like you and me discover the power of connectivity and granular data that digital marketing can offer, we do have a WhatsApp.
Yes, from 0812, it says, I think digital advertising has gotten out of hand. The methods and techniques used to manipulate people buying products is unethical, and choice should be given back to consumers as to what we're exposed to and what we share to advertisers. And I say this as someone that relies on this industry to pay bills. Thank you for sharing.
Right. And if you want to share your thoughts with us, we're asking, how do you feel about digital ads that have been appearing on your social media these days? Have they been of your interest, or are they generally just a little bit annoying? And we have been speaking to an expert. She is Anna Loy, the co-founder of Good and Honest Co., a digital marketing firm. And she's talking about, we want to explore a little bit about how the evolution of digital marketing has been and how it can be used to create brand presence in the modern business environment. Continuing our conversation, Anna, what are some of the factors behind this push towards digital forms of marketing instead of traditional marketing methods?
I think that there are maybe three things that contribute to the move to digital marketing. One of them being like accessibility and convenience. Like, it's so much quicker to put up an ad. You don't have to go through the process of like having like buying an ad in a paper or like ensuring that your artwork is like 100% perfect before you put it up on a billboard. And it's a lot cheaper. Like, you get a much higher ROI based off that, like digital marketing, like especially paid digital marketing. A second thing would be impressions and reach. So if you're familiar with like the terms impressions and reach, reach basically talks about the number of unique users that you hit through your advertisements. And then impressions mean how many times your ad shows up on a screen, right? And so those statistics tell us basically how big an audience we're able to hit with a single ad. Whereas with a billboard, you can do an estimate. You can do a rough estimate of how many people will drive by on the road, how many people may look up at your content, but it's harder to measure those sort of statistics. And then I think a third factor that contributes to like moving towards digital marketing is that brands just have to follow trends that happen like in mass audiences. Nowadays, people don't order newspaper subscriptions as often as they used to. And they'd much rather subscribe to something that sends them push notifications on a phone. Like, oh, this happened like in the world today. This happened in entertainment. This happened in news. And it's so much easier to consume that sort of content that I think brands have been forced to sort of follow that.
Anna, what is digital marketing covering these days?
The beauty of digital marketing is that it comes in so many forms. I think it's really opened it up. Like anything that we saw in a traditional marketing sense, like photos, graphic images, that has all been brought to digital marketing as well. And on top of that, now we've got videos as well. We've got long form videos, short form videos, photos that function as videos, as well as interactive content. Like I'm sure you'll see on a lot of apps nowadays, like games will put up like snippets of their game that you can try out for like 10 to 15 seconds before the ad finishes, right? And that's a really, really good way to get people to like test out your content before they actually like commit to it. Committing to downloading an app nowadays is quite difficult, but I mean, interactive content is a great way to get users to familiarize themselves with what you're selling before they buy.
Right, right. So there are just so many forms, as you mentioned. And what are some of the more popular forms of digital marketing strategies being deployed by businesses lately, and why?
I think one of the most popular, if not the most popular form of digital marketing nowadays are short form videos that don't last longer than 15 seconds. So these range from like short videos or GIFs that you see on websites, on banners that pop up like when you search for different things, to YouTube ads that last maybe 5 to 6 seconds right before you watch the video that you want to see, or longer videos like the ones that you see perhaps on TikTok or Instagram that go into a little bit more depth. I think videos have become the most popular form of digital marketing in the past few years, simply because it's allowed brands to pack in a lot more content into one spot instead of putting up a photo and then writing the rest of the information in a caption. Like videos allow you to capture attentions because it's moving. It's like it's something that like your eye follows. And I think like one of the biggest challenges that has come up, and one of the big things that I talked about like in a lot of seminars about digital marketing in general, is how to stop feed scrolling. So if we've talked earlier about how a single person on average goes through 300 feet of content a day, how do you get them to stop at like the first foot or at the second foot? How do you get them to stop on your content? And I think videos allow brands to sort of access that method a little better, just because like it's stuff that's interesting. But then it comes down to content as well. Like, is your content interesting enough to get people to stop scrolling?
Right. You know, search engine optimization or SEO is considered an integral part of the digital marketing process, as allows people to find you. Can you briefly touch on how companies can leverage on this?
So SEO, or search engine optimization, basically means optimizing your websites for search engines. It's quite basic, but there are a lot of things that I think brands miss out when they're trying to optimize their website. So a lot of brands, I think the first thing they'll go to is like, oh, I need to find keywords. I need to make sure that I do search ads. So those are one of the first things that brands think of when they do SEO. So I think a big thing that brands forget when they are doing SEO is that the content on your website, the copywriting on the website, and also the efficiency of the website, like the UI UX, like is the website loading fast? Like, does it scroll well? Does it interact with me as I move down? Like, if you take a look at Apple's website, they do one of the best interactive websites that I've seen. Like, content moves in and out of the page as you scroll down. Like, information pops out at you. They hit you with the USPs that you want to see, let's say for an iPhone or for an iPad, and it loads fast. Like, you don't find any lag on an Apple website, whereas like even like a lot of websites, especially I think in the Southeast Asian market, one picture can take ages to load, and that's because they've put up like a high-res image that doesn't necessarily translate to digital screens. So I think like that's one of the big things that companies need to think about when they are wanting to do SEO, is how is your website performing like on a day-to-day basis? How get a random person off the street to try and like access your website, I mean, don't harass them into trying your website, but get them to try it out. Get them to load it on their phone, on their desktop, like on their iPad. Test out the different formats, because I've also seen a lot of brands who have put up websites that are optimized for web views, but not optimized for mobile views. And it's been a very obvious trend that nowadays a lot more people access websites and access like purchasing sites through their phones instead of their desktop. And so to forget to optimize your screen for a mobile view is a big no-no in the modern day marketing world, I think.
Right. Anna, there are some people who still believe that traditional marketing still has a role to play even as we transition into the age of digital marketing. Is this something that you agree with?
I think if we were to say we don't want to do any more traditional marketing, and I think there are forms of digital marketing that still fall under traditional marketing, like TVCs, radio commercials. If we were to say I don't want to do any sort of traditional marketing, that would mean I am willing to cut out a huge portion of my audience that could potentially buy my products for my brand. And so I don't think that that's necessarily a wise idea. From a brand's perspective, I can understand why you wouldn't want to spend like tens of thousands of dollars getting a billboard. But to buy an ad in a paper does not cost you tens of thousands of ads. Or to run a TVC, you still get people watching it like national TV on a day-to-day basis. And so if your product is targeted towards those audiences, why would you cut them out?
All right. Side note, Anna, we're surrounded by screens from digital billboards to computers to the phones in our pocket. And this also means we're open target to advertising from all fronts. So how can digital marketing be effective without being annoying per se?
This is a very good question. This is a very good question because I'm not going to lie, I work in digital marketing and I still think it's annoying from time to time. Just because it can be quite invasive. Like even if you're just wanting to scroll through Instagram, looking at funny videos, it's like getting an ad every like three stories, or every four stories, right? Like, can they just stop? So one method that I found, like at least the ads that I respond to as well, like it really does come down to content. And this is where the inbound marketing idea comes up as well. You want to be able to create content that fits seamlessly into their feed. Like, so if people are looking through feeds of like their friends at partying at night or like sharing different types of content, then maybe if you are, let's say you're a location and you're wanting to talk about your location, instead of just showing me a rendering, maybe show me a clip of people enjoying themselves, like in a setting that could be at this location. Or show me glimpses of the location that sort of piqued my interest. So, and I'm saying this because like real estate ads on Instagram and Facebook are some of the worst that I've ever seen. And so in order to get around that, it's like, what sort of emotion are you trying to evoke? It's no longer, you're no longer trying to evoke just like awe and like, oh my God, look at this building. You want to tell people like you will feel a certain way when you live here. You are able to experience certain things when you live here. And how do you do that? Like it's showing clips of other people living their lives. Like people want to do what other people do at the end of the day.
Right. Anna, final question. What advice would you have for businesses crafting their digital marketing strategy? What are some factors that they can consider?
Think very clearly about what you're trying to say through your ad. And it is okay to have several types of ads. You can have brand related ads. You can have sales related ads. This again comes back to inbound and outbound marketing. What's the objective of your ad? And then once you've figured out that objective, it's very easy to keep your content short and to the point. You know what you want to say, who you're targeting through those ads, and you're not trying to do everything at once. I think that's a major thing that that brands forget when creating their digital marketing strategy, is that you don't have to have like a one size fits all advertisement. You can have several smaller ones, and you should have several smaller ones, because even if you're even if you're creating an ad that's for brand and for sales, in your brand ads, you may have three different brand ads because they reach different age groups or they reach different different locations. Like audiences in urban areas like Kuala Lumpur may respond to ads in a very different way than rural communities in Perak or Terengganu. So how do we talk to them? You can't talk to them in the same way. And it can be as simple as changing the language in your advertisement. And so that really is what it boils down to, is if you know your objective and you know your audience, just make sure that you're keeping the information short. You're keeping it to the point. You're not wanting to go out there and preach to them why they should buy your product. You basically want to tell them, hey, we can make your life just a little bit better if you try us out.
Right. Thank you so much. Mm. That was Anna Loy, the co-founder of Good and Honest, a digital marketing firm. That brings us to the end of the show, but don't go anywhere. After the 1 p.m. news bulletin, we've got the Breakfast Grill replay. They spoke to Choi Pui Yi, the group managing director of Sumedin Group Berhad. Sumedin Group is a renewable energy and environment solutions provider. The company recently signed a JV to tap into Indonesia's solar PV market. And we asked Choi Pui, the group managing director at Sumedin Group Berhad, on the growth of the solar industry and how will Malaysia's aim of 31% of renewable energy capacity by 2025 impact the company and the financial performance of Sumedin Group. That's coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. And as always, if you miss any part of this show, you can go ahead on our website at bfm.my or the BFM app that is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. We'll be back tomorrow, same place, same time. This has been me, Lily Chai, and with Frida Liu. This has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.